Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A man has gone on trial facing 4 counts of indecent assault, 1 count of inviting a child to engage in sexual activity, and 1 count of breach of trust. He denies all the allegations and remains on bail as the case proceeds. Reporting restrictions are in place to protect the identity of the complainant. The week-long trial began today following jury selection earlier in the morning. The Crown alleges that between May and June 2025, the defendant, a youth worker, engaged in unlawful touching on multiple occasions while in a position of trust. Opening the case, Crown Prosecutor Orrit Brown reminded jurors that the Crown bears the burden of proving guilt to the legal standard required for a conviction. Prosecutors say the defendant indecently assaulted a 13-year-old girl, described as a ward or a resident of the facility where he worked, and invited her to engage in activity for sexual purposes. Jurors were instructed to approach the evidence clinically and dispassionately to ensure the defendant receives a fair trial. The complainant's evidence was presented through a pre-recorded Achieving Best Evidence interview, recorded when the matter is first reported to the police. The ABE process allows jurors to observe the complainant's account as originally given and assess credibility. In the interview, the girl alleges the defendant began making inappropriate comments a few months after he started working at the facility, attempted to bribe her with vapes, and asked sexual questions, and on at least one occasion touched her. The trial continues in the main court building. Coastal Works land purchases and extra funding for the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has decisions from Cabinet's August 12th meeting.
During the session, the National Coalition for Caymanians administration leaders approved the issuance of a Coastal Works permit to, quote, regularize an existing dock and install additional pilings, approve the purchase of land using funds from the budget for land purchase for conservation purposes, and approved the lease of office spaces for, quote, various government entities. Cabinet gave the green light for supplemental funding for the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability. The value of budget changes are no longer included in Cabinet summaries, but the figures are expected to be discussed during an upcoming meeting of Parliament. Cabinet also dealt with a few legislative matters, issuing drafting instructions to repeal and replace the Cadet Corps Act and the development of the Cadet Corps regulations, along with drafting instructions to amend the Monetary Authority Act and the Monetary Authority Administrative Fines Regulations. They issued drafting instructions to amend the Caymanian Protection Amendment Regulations as well. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full meeting summary at gov.ky/publications. The Office of the Auditor General says housing remains unaffordable for many Caymanians, despite nearly $68 million being spent on housing-related programs between 2019 and 2024. In a new report, Auditor General Patrick Smith found that rising property prices, increasing rents, and population growth have widened the affordability gap. The report notes that the average rent reached $1,945 per month in 2024, while the estimated mortgage cost for a two-bedroom home was more than $3,800 a month. Both figures exceed the internationally recognized affordability threshold for Caymanians. Mr. Smith also found that some government affordable housing programs remain unaffordable for the lower-income residents they are designed to assist. The report states that while government has made affordable housing a priority since 2018, progress has been limited and demand continues to far exceed supply. More than 1,200 approved applicants are waiting for affordable housing as of February 2026. The Auditor General is urging the government to accelerate implementation of its public and affordable housing policy and to strengthen oversight of the rental market. You can find the full report at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. The Minister for Planning says a long-standing issue related to back pay for staff at the port, quote, will be resolved this year. Earlier this month, the minister met with port staff demonstrating outside the Port Authority with signs claiming they were owed money.
It is a legacy issue, right? It's something that's been going on from, I want to say, I think it was from 2007 upwards. What I have this made is a commitment to resolve the matter. The port guys need something to be resolved, not just left in a limbo. So whether it's a yes or no, or do we owe them? What do we owe them? How do we settle this?
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record program, the Honorable Johanny Ebanks told listeners the Port Authority has been instructed to, quote, settle the matter.
I do thank all of the port guys that was there that came that morning. I was just pulling into the government building, and the guys that were there actually called me directly. Went straight back over there. Some people said it was a protest. I said, no, I don't think it was a protest. I think it was more, I call it a We just had talks. By the time I got there, they had not started protests yet.
Mr. Ebanks said he, the board chair, and the port director sat down with the workers and, quote, heard all their concerns. According to published reports, in 2025, dock workers launched legal action against the authority in a bid to recover some $4.5 million in unpaid wages dating back 8 years.
So I know those talks are going on, and if it is something that we have to find money to pay the guys, whatever we have to do, I promise that we will bring everything to Parliament, be very transparent with everything. If we do owe the guys the money that we owe them, then we just need to pay them and settle with them. But I can guarantee you that the matter will be resolved this year.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas Da Costa, will travel to the Turks and Caicos Islands this week to attend the third annual Caribbean Association of Probation and Parole Conference. The conference, which runs from the 2nd to the 4th of September, will focus on the role of probation, parole, and rehabilitation programs as effective crime reduction strategies. Minister Da Costa will participate in a regional leaders panel discussing ways Caribbean countries can strengthen public safety through rehabilitation and community-based interventions. A Cayman Islands delegation, including representatives from the Department of Community Rehabilitation, will also attend conference sessions on offender reintegration, case management, youth engagement, and cross-agency collaboration. During the minister's absence, Minister the Honorable Johanny Ebanks will serve as Acting Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs. Folks in the BRAC can now recycle.
Recycling is a shared responsibility, and we want to make it as convenient as possible for residents to participate.
Department of Environmental Health Director Richard Sims tells Radio Cayman the program has begun with the collection of two recyclable material streams, plastics type 1 and 2, as well as metal cans and aluminum. You can drop off your clean recyclables outside the Lehman Scott and West End Primary Schools. Chief Officer for the Ministry of Environment and Sustainability, Tamara Ebanks.
The return of recycling services to Cayman BRAC is a welcome step forward and supports the ministry's broader vision for improving environmental health across the Cayman Islands. As part of our public consultation on the Environmental Health Bill, we have heard strong support from residents in Cayman BRAC and Little Cayman for greater access to recycling, with similar views expressed during our engagement in Grand Cayman.
The program will be expanded in phases, with additional recycling locations and more recyclable material streams coming soon. The DEH also plans to extend the program to Little Cayman. Finally, this evening, the Department of Environmental Health has resumed its food hygiene training program and is now accepting registrations for sessions scheduled between September and November. The training is mandatory for all food handlers in the Cayman Islands and costs $15 per person. Officials say the program will help prevent foodborne illnesses and support food safety standards across the islands. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. For a replay of this news broadcast, visit our website, radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.